This is Rights.Tech. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Tarek Fadel. Tarek, how are you?
Great, thank you. How are you?
Great. Tarek, who are you and what do you do?
So I'm Tarek Fadel. I'm the CEO and founder of Fadel, an intellectual property management company headquartered in New York. What I do is I spend quite a bit of my time running the company and working with our teams internally as well as with our clients and partners, focusing on how we can best solve digital rights management and royalty management distribution problems.
Tarek, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with rights management?
So some of the biggest challenges that we're seeing and we continue to see is really a company's ability to manage a large number of contract volumes that are associated with distribution rights. So for instance, if you take a studio or a broadcaster these days or a publisher, the level of details that surround distribution rights for the content or for the IP that they're licensing has grown to be quite complex through the evolution of digital distribution. People that we're dealing with all the time in the ecosystem are recognizing that they have to be a lot more attuned to the changes that are happening in the industry because it's reflecting the amount of data sets as well as contractual data that they're having to manage. So from a complexity standpoint, the complexity has increased tremendously over the last several years in a multitude of industries, whether it's publishing, and that includes trade, magazine, educational publishing, or broadcast and TV distribution and the new distribution models through over-the-top type initiatives, as well as consumer products and high-tech and pharmaceutical licensing. With regards to some of the successes, what we found is companies that are taking a holistic view of trying to tackle the distribution rights management and royalty management issues are actually the ones that are setting themselves up to better cope with the ever-increasing complexity over the next decade. The reason being is that we are looking at properly defining things like their rights attributes, their contract negotiation points, their pricing patterns across the distribution rights, and whether it's their royalty pay-in or pay-out processes. But they're establishing and setting a precedence across the different business units who could be licensing and managing rights for the same property, but just in different form or different distribution mediums. And I'll give you an example. If I'm a broadcaster and I produce, for instance, a particular show, those rights to that show could be sold or licensed to other broadcasters in international countries and distribution channels. They could also be licensed for that same property through a consumer products channel, as well as a theatrical channel, as well as a publishing channel. So all of a sudden, I'm managing rights in four different ways, more often than not, potentially in four different business units. But at the end of the day, rights for the same property, just in different distribution channels. So companies that are taking a more holistic approach to that problem and looking at it from the intellectual property out, I think are going to be better suited to manage the increasing complexity of distribution channels and rights associated to that moving forward in the future.
Tarek, what is changing with rights management or needs to change?
A couple of things from my perspective. There's standardization that's starting to happen, across the industry. Now, it's hard to say across a particular industry because with rights management, the problem exists in a multitude of industries. So I think one of the challenges that we're seeing is as standards are beginning to evolve, they're being adopted in different forms, if you will, within the different industries. So the news industry, for instance, is adopting a standard known as Rights ML, which is really based off of an ODRL community language, where it allows news agencies to better license content as well as images and video from one agency to another. So we're seeing that evolve. Where I think it would be helpful for the industry to actually go is to look at how much of these processes can actually be automated across company walls, if you will. So for instance, a common definition of rights hierarchies, where, for instance, if you're within a specific industry, there are well-known accepted standards around how you define an attribute, meaning a territory or a channel of distribution or a language expression, etc., so that over time, there's machine-readable exchanges of rights information that allow for quicker and more secure licensing of content really throughout the digital ether, if you will. I think that's where we really need to go. That will help simplify a lot of things. Just like today, for instance, you have all of these standards around banking and financial exchanges, whether it's OFX, for instance, which is a widely adopted language for financial transactions, right? And then you have different vendors that just basically support that standard. Once rights starts moving in that direction, I think there's going to be a lot more opening, if you will, for microtransactions to happen online, for licensing commerce to commence, where, you know, it's not far-fetched, where you can have libraries of IP that's licensable with its distribution rights respected online, and basically people could be bidding for that or could be buying it, and their rights thresholds are being met directly based on the commerce transaction that's happening. So I think eventually we should be striving to get there.
Tarek, what advice would you like to share with people interested in rights management?
Rights management is an ever-evolving space, if you will. It's super exciting because it really is at the intersection of innovation and monetization. An innovator creating intellectual property and call it a distributor or product manufacturer being able to leverage that innovation and turn it into product. It's an ever-growing, complex field, if you will. And for people that have interest in rights management, you know, there's lots of sources for them to explore, if you will. But some of the highlights around it are really, at the core essence of it, is the ability to create a wider distribution that is regulated, if you will, for innovation that's coming out of companies. There's a lot of places to go to look for rights information. There's standards, as I mentioned, that are coming up that people could be looking at right now to actually understand what they look like. There's multiple analysts covering the space right now as it's starting to really expand. And I think what I find ever more exciting is really the intersection of the rights management really with the overall licensing business flow, which is really how do I take a right and make it actionable and turn it into a licensing transaction where there's a monetary exchange, if you will, whether someone is using rights to manage their outbound licensing initiatives and collect royalties based on that, or someone buying or acquiring rights for distribution and then paying royalties based on that.
And where can we find more information about rights management?
There's several sources. If you look at, for instance, the ODRL community, which has set the standard, it's the W3.org community. That's one place to go. There's a RightsML standards that's evolved through a news organization, which is called the IPTC. So it's IPTC.org/standards/RightsML. Those would be some very good starting points. On our website at fidel.com, we also have quite a bit of information, and we have blog postings and white papers that we actively write on a monthly basis, very much focused on how to best leverage distribution rights, especially across the different mediums, and some interesting blog post articles that have been created and webinars that have been published as well. That would be a good starting point.
Well, thanks, Derek.
You're welcome.
For more on this, visit rights.tech. Thanks again.